well done. It was a long wait while the judge had a look.
It was. I was pretty confident when I crossed the line at one. I didn't think it was a nose. I thought it was a short head or a head. But listen, we were in the right side of it, and I was quite confident pulling up. I was in the right side of it.
Staying's the name of the game, though. It seemed a very long last furlong.
It did. We went a good even gallop all the way. You know, George gave his a good ride. He got a nice breeze on him down around the bottom, and when George Becker's in front dictating it like that, as you've seen at York, it's dangerous. But I had a willing partner, and so did he, and the two of them fought it out, and luckily enough, I hit the line in front.
What was that the plan? I mean, not to win by a nose, but to come that late and make sure, because you thought you'd got a stayer underneath you.
Yeah, well, as everyone knows, a little bit of a headwind there today and yesterday. And Shakeside Road, he never wanted to hit the front too soon. I had to peel off the rail sooner than I wanted. But if you stay on it and others come down your outside, you miss your run.
He deserves a big one, doesn't he? I mean, third at Ascot, third at Goodwood. This place night is horrible for a horse, as it is for a jockey.
Yeah, no, for sure. A lot of good days and a lot of bad days, but that horse has given many, many good trips around the world for everyone. You know, Dave's done a fantastic job with him. Keeps turning him up on the big day, and, you know, he's not getting any younger, but he is getting better.